Welcome to Bridge the Gap with host Josh and Lucas, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors, powered by Markentum. If you love listening to Bridge the Gap, we have a special offer for you. Josh and Lucas will be recording live at the Interface Southeast Conference in Atlanta, August 29th. The conference focuses on the state of senior housing investment, development, operations, and financing across markets, and will provide excellent networking. If you'd like to meet Josh and Lucas and see firsthand how the podcast is created, register for Interface using promo code BTG and receive 5% off your registration.
Welcome to another great episode of Bridge the Gap podcast, the Senior Living podcast. I am Lucas McCurdy, the Senior Living fan, here with my co-host Joshua Chris. What's going on, Josh?
We're having a great day, my friend, in San Diego. Excited about Bridge the Gap podcast, another awesome topic.
Yeah, I think we're here at Argentum, and we reached out to the right person. And our esteemed guest today, Bruce Tulgan. Bruce, thank you for being here. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for including me. I'm honored to be part of your podcast.
Well, so I had the opportunity to come in on one of your talks today, and I came in a little bit late because we were getting set up out here. And when I walked in the room, I could just feel the energy like hit me right in the face and right in the chest. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm really looking forward to talking to him. And so I got to hear some of the end questions that people were asking. And the response from everybody in the room seemed to be, they were just really receptive of what you were saying. And I just found that your connection with them seemed to be very, very real. Were you feeling that as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of you to say. I'm doing my best. what I try to do is tune into what's really going on for leaders and managers in the real world.
Sure.
And we've been doing research on the front lines of the workplace for 25 years. So, I did have an advantage, which was I was asked to speak about very specific issues that were of concern to the group.
Yes.
So we plumbed our research for the right messages. And I think that, I hope they found it to be valuable.
So, Bruce, give us a little bit about your background and kind of what has led you to being an expert on this topic.
Well, about 25 years ago, I started doing interviews on the front lines of the workplace. My first book was Managing Generation X.
Okay.
Came out in 1995. Some people may recall that book got a lot of attention. That was back when I was a young people in the workplace. And over the years, we've continued interviewing leaders, managers, and also non-leaders in the workplace, and we ask people, how are you being managed? How does that affect your ability to perform? How do you want to be managed? Why do you go work one place as opposed to another? Why do you leave? What helps you do more, better, faster? What would make you work longer, harder, smarter, faster, better? What would make you stay longer? So we do in-depth interviews, and more than 500,000 people from more than 400 organizations have participated in our in-depth interviews over the last 25 years. Tens of thousands of those interviews have gone on for more than 10 years. So everything we do is based on this in-depth interview research. And, we've done work with organizations ranging from the United States Army to Walmart and lots of folks in between over the years. So it's Rainmaker Thinking is our organization. And we do custom research. We do management training. We do consulting. And we're just trying to help leaders get more work and better work out of every person.
So not your first rodeo, apparently.
Doesn't sound like it at all. So I'm really curious. You said you had the advantage of having some very specific content geared for the audience that you were speaking to earlier today, and there were some pressing issues. I'm an operator, but Argentum kind of has the pulse of the industry. What were a few of the most pressing issues that operators and developers and owners have on the forefront of their minds right now that you were trying to address today?
Well, they asked me to address three different issues in four different sessions. So I did one of the sessions twice, one for the Executive Director Leadership Institute. That topic was winning the talent wars. And I was focused there on the staffing crisis that's facing so many organizations right now, especially in this industry, the difficulty attracting, selecting, onboarding, up to speed training, performance management, and retention of enough qualified talent.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many open positions. Turnover rates are going up. Pent-up departure demand is growing. People who have jobs but are looking. Open position rates are growing. Time to fill positions is growing. So that was one topic they asked me to address, and I addressed it for the executive directors, and then I addressed it for the general conference as well. The second issue they asked me to address was generational change in the workplace, in particular managing millennials. But we've been tracking generational change in the workplace since the early 90s, and I've written a couple books about the millennials, and so I spent some time helping them understand what are the myths about today's young workforce and what are some of the pitfalls when it comes to managing them and what are the strategies and tactics that work best. And then the last session, they asked me to address an issue that hides in plain sight in just about every workplace. We call it undermanagement. Leaders, managers, and supervisors, they just don't do enough leading, managing, and supervising. They're not providing enough high structure, high substance, guidance, direction, support, and coaching. As a result of that, problems occur that didn't have to occur. Problems get out of control that could have been solved easily. Resources are squandered. People go in the wrong direction for days, weeks, or months on end. Low performers hide out and collect paychecks. Mediocre performers think they're high performers. High performers get frustrated and think about leaving. Managers end up doing tasks, responsibilities, and projects that would have been delegated to someone else or maybe were delegated to someone else. So undermanagement is a problem that hides in plain sight. We've been doing research on that for since about the late 90s. And so I wanted to share why that happens and how to fight the undermanagement epidemic and how to get leaders, managers, and supervisors practicing the old-fashioned basics, really, of strong, highly engaged coaching-style leadership.
That's fascinating. So three topics that we could have. Easily three episodes,
yeah.
But that third one really fascinates
me.
Yes,
me too.
So tell us a little bit. You know, it's fascinating to me the statement about, did you say undermanagement in plain sight or in plain view? Is that
right?
Yeah,
undermanagement is hiding in plain sight in most workplaces. That leaders, managers, and supervisors, of course, they talk to people. They touch base. Hey, how's everything going? Everything on track? Any problems I should know about? They say, hey, let me know if you need me. And people interrupt each other all day. They look at email. They're in meetings together. But they're not drilling down and really understanding what are people doing, how are they doing it, and how can people do it better. They're not helping people set priorities. They're not making expectations clear, troubleshooting, problem solving, resource planning, holding people accountable, and providing recognition and reward when people go the extra mile. Most leaders, managers, and supervisors, they're very busy. A lot of them, they don't know how to manage, or they think, you know, they do it their own way. I got my own style.
Mm-hmm.
So the outcome is that most people are being undermanaged, and the costs are very, very high.
So do you think in our industry, do we have a problem with lack of training and preparation for these leadership positions, or we just doing a poor job at training and recruiting leaders? What are some of the, you know, problems, and what do you think are some of the potential solutions?
Well, look, I think in most organizations, what happens is people move into positions of supervisory responsibility or leadership because they're very good at their job. They demonstrate that they can handle responsibility. They demonstrate they've been here for a while. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. They're committed to the profession. They start getting more and more responsibility, so that means they need people to help them. And maybe somebody gives them a manager role and teaches them how to do a little extra paperwork, but nobody ever teaches them how to do the people work. And in most organizations, we put people in leadership roles. We teach them how to do some paperwork, but we don't teach them how to do the people work. Maybe we send them to a seminar every so often, and some guy like me tells them, "Hey, light the fire in their belly." And I think most leaders, they need a lot more tactical guidance about how to make expectations clear, track performance, troubleshoot, problem solve, hold people accountable, reward people when they go the extra mile. And so I think it's the fundamentals that are missing in 9 out of 10 management relationships.
So I would tend to agree with that. Yeah. So our audience is a pretty broad audience. And I like to kind of boilerplate it to like 3 takeaways for our audience. So in this category, that final session, if you could boilerplate to 3 takeaways for the audience, if you're going back to your workforce and let's call it self-help and you're wanting to become a better leader, what would be like 3 things that you would say, these are the things that you really need to work on?
Well, what I tell leaders is get in the habit of managing people every day, but not just by touching base, not just by having an open door, not just by looking at email, not just by being in meetings with people, but commit to a regular schedule of structured one-on-ones, as if you were taking a walk every day and eating your vegetables. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to make time. Mm-hmm. Get really good at team huddles, but one-on-one is where all the action is. So spend time every day or every other day, 15, 20, 30 minutes per person, in regular, structured, high-substance one-on-ones, where you tune into each person. Every person's different. What Sure. one person needs from you may be very different from what another person needs from you. And that's the second takeaway, is take it one person at a time. What one person needs from you may be very different from what another person needs from you. What you need from one person may be very different from what you need from another person. So you should build a dialogue based on where you're meeting up with each person in terms of their performance. Some people, you need to get them focused on their to-do list. Some people, you want to spend time with them, so you scare them away, get them to leave. Some people, you want to spend time with them, so you make sure they don't leave. You retain them. Mm-hmm. Some people, they have such great ideas, you want to learn from their ideas. Some people, you want to build them up and grow their responsibility and delegate more and more and more. You have to take it one person at a time. And I think the third concrete takeaway I would say is learn how to talk like a teacher or a coach. Spell out expectations in detail. Break things down. Spell things out. Describe what you want. And always point to concrete next steps.
That is really yeah. good stuff. So some things that I'm hearing there is very relational. Very relational. I know we talk about that all the time, even on the marketing and sales side, how yeah. we need to be more relational rather than transactional. So it sounds like a lot of that's going on. What are you yeah. seeing in your business?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, Bruce, I'd love to get your thoughts as we have to have a little bit of time left. How does communication and this relational aspect of these 3 takeaways come into play? Is that something that ties this together?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, communication is what it's all about. We do research on the front lines of the workplace every day, and people are always saying, you know, if there's one thing you could change about your workplace, oh, improving communication. But if you follow people around, you find there's lots of communication. It's just not very good communication.
Sure.
It's not structured. It's not substantive enough. We do a lot of work with the United States Armed Forces. I had a 4-star general in the United States Army tell me a number of years ago. He said, you know, Bruce, leaders only have one tool, and that's communication. He said, what I don't understand is why so many leaders in the private sector, there's no rhyme or reason to how they communicate. They just do what comes naturally to them. When there are proven best practices for how to communicate, and that's their only tool of leadership, why don't they follow those proven best practices? Good question.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, speaking of military, I forgot to mention this, just this backdrop that we're at. You mentioned that we're at Argentum. We're on the patio outside overlooking the bay and the marina. We've got the military helicopters coming by. It's an amazing, amazing scenery here, an amazing backdrop. And so, Bruce, thank you so much for coming to talk to us. Yeah, we know that you had some challenging travels just to even get here, and yet your energy is still really high. Thank you for giving back to the senior living community here and teaching and training them. So, Bruce, tell our audience, if they want to stay in touch with your teaching and your material, how can they reach out to you and stay informed?
Well, the easiest way is our website, rainmakerthinking.com. You can always follow me on Twitter at Bruce Tulligan, or LinkedIn, Facebook. But the website is rainmakerthinking.com, and there's a lot of free content there. So that's usually where I point people.
Excellent. And I saw you giving away a book in the class. What's the title of the book?
Well, gosh, there's a bunch of books,
okay.
But, for the questions that you guys were just asking about under management, the two books that address that subject best, one is called It's Okay to Be the Boss.
Okay.
And the sequel to that is The 27 Challenges Managers Face.
Excellent.
Love it.
Excellent. Well, we'll make sure that we put all of that in the show notes, in the podcast. We'll connect with you on social media as well. We encourage all of our listeners, just because the podcast is over, let's continue the conversation either on our LinkedIn channel or on our Instagram or Facebook. But Bruce, thank you once again for an excellent interview and for your energy and your time today. And thank you for listening to Bridge the Gap.
Thank you.
Meet Josh and Lucas at the Interface Southeast Conference in Atlanta, August 29th. Use promo code BTG at registration and receive 5% off. Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap.